The passage of Scripture comes from 1 Timothy chapter 2. I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings, for all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good, and it pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.
I heard Dr. Randy Carlson ask for a verse that I would want on the president's desk.
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean
not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path.
And welcome to the Intentional Living Center on another historic day in America. As today, many of you may have watched and seen the inauguration of our 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. And today's a day of a transfer of power, and unlike what you see around the world, it certainly is an amazing sight. And no matter what you think or politically where you stand, today is a day as a reminder from God's Word that those of us who are followers of Christ need to pray for those in authority over us. You just heard Franklin Graham and his prayer at the inauguration. And I want to open the phone lines to you right now for Intentional Living with this one question. In just a few hours, President Donald Trump will enter the Oval Office and the desk will be cleared. And what would you put on that desk in terms of a verse? If you were to have a plaque made with a verse from Scripture that you would want the President Donald Trump to see every day for the next season as president, what verse would you put there? That's the focus. The phone lines are open. Facebook is jammed with comments. If you want to share, call 888-888-1717. You know, this morning, President Trump went to church, and the pastor shared a message from Nehemiah. Of course, that's my favorite from the Old Testament. And I don't know what his message was because it was a closed session, but, you know, if I had the opportunity to speak, I would have said to the president, you know, Nehemiah looked at his nation, and the message was clear that the nation was challenged. In that time, the scripture says that the walls had been destroyed and the gates had been burned, and there was a need for someone to stand in the gap. And of course, over time, every nation goes through challenges. But what's interesting is when Nehemiah heard this message, and I would say to the president, as you stand as the president of the United States and you see the needs going on here in this country, the hurting people in this country, as a leader, that the model of Nehemiah would be a beautiful model, because the very next thing that Nehemiah did in verse 4, chapter 1, it says that when he heard this, when he heard these words, when he heard about the pain and the difficulty of the people of God, that he sat down and he wept and he mourned for many days, and he fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Boy, that would be a fantastic way to begin any leadership position, certainly for the President of the United States, or maybe for each of us, as a reminder. So today, we open the phone lines quickly. What's one verse that you would put on the desk of the incoming brand new President Donald Trump that you'd like to see, have him see every day? Lisa says Joshua 1:8, keep this book of the law always on your lips, meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Ryan posted James 1:19, understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Let me see. Earlene, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What's your contribution? 888-888-1717. What is the one verse you would pick if you could put on the president's desk for the next 4 years that he would see every day?
Randy, you got to go with Joshua, buddy. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Daniel 2:21, God removes kings and raises up kings. Psalm 75, exaltation or promotion does not come from the east or the west or the south, but from God Almighty. Amen.
Galatians 5, and we will know those living by the fruit of the Spirit, because those are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Boy, what would you add to that? These are verses that for the president to consider, putting one verse on his desk for these next 4 years. Wouldn't that be a powerful thing? Some more. We're going to go to the phone calls. By the way, you're jamming up our lines, which is great. We're going to get some of these on as quickly as we can. 888-888-1717. Natoka says from, I'm going to go to Natoka from Tennessee, and says John 14:6, right? Is that the verse you've picked?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, read it for us.
John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. And in Spanish, it's yo soy el camino y la verdad. Nadie viene a la Padre sino por mí, Juan 14:6.
Very good. Thank you for sharing that today, and I'm glad you're listening in Tennessee.
Thank you.
God bless. You know, on Facebook, here's what Jacette says, because he has inclined his ear to me, therefore I shall call upon him as long as I live. That's a great one, Psalm 116:2. Jeremiah 29:11. Angela says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Jeremiah 29:11. What would you add as you think of a verse for the president to put on his desk? Now, I'm not sure that's going to happen, but you know what? It would be a wonderful thing if it did, right? 888-888-1717. Let's go to Carl. Michigan is in Michigan. Carl, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Randy, for taking my call. And I want to say that your program is an inspiration to me as I travel with my business on the highway. And you're a blessing unto us all.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you. And we're glad to be here, Carl. And this is certainly an historic day. And if you could slide a verse on the president's desk, what would it be?
Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
Mm. Yeah, you know, when you get in these positions of power and authority, it's so easy to think it's in our own power and our own might. And it's a humbling day today for a nation to realize that if God raises his hand of blessing, our whole nation is in trouble. That's for sure.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Carl. Appreciate your call. Glad you're listening.
God bless you.
All right. Appreciate it. That's good. Hey, you're welcome to join in. Facebook is an easy place to get in as well. You can go read the scripture. We've got tons of people sharing there on Facebook. You're welcome to visit there. It's Intentional Living. Just come to our website if you'd like and get there through theintentionallife.com or Facebook/intentionalliving. Okay? More verses. We're loading them onto the phone here. I'll get them on the air as quickly as we can. Come and join us.
In regard to the request for a favorite verse to go on the president's desk, Psalm 91:1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall rest beneath the shadow of his wings.
Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not.
Matthew 6:33, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and the rest will be added unto you.
Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ.
Christ who strengthens me. I can even teach it to him in sign language if you like.
Psalm 127, verse 1. Unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
Yeah, I wonder if they're listening in Washington today. You know, these are the verses, frankly, many leaders have never seen because the Bible seldom or never gets opened. But just to hear these across our network, to hear these verses shared around the world online as you're calling and sharing these, people are picking up on it, that these are verses for leaders. Leaders, these are verses that are transformational from God's Word. Let's find out what Thomas wants to add. Thomas is in Michigan. Thomas, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you for having my call.
Appreciate it. What would you put on President Trump's desk as a verse?
Well, I know he has a huge battle ahead of him getting ready to fix this country here, and I'm a vet myself, you know, been through a few battles, and one thing that always helped me was Psalms 144.
Hmm.
Praise be to the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. He is my loving God, my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield in whom I take refuge, who subdues people under me.
Hmm. And how did that comfort you when you were, are you still in the service, Thomas?
No, sir, I was medically retired.
I see. How did that comfort you during those years of service?
Just kind of just thinking, you know, having God there with me, you know, having me kind of in the right mindset, you know, training me for war, training me for battle, you know, not only mentally, but physically and, you know, spiritually.
Mm. That's good. Well, thank you for your service, Thomas. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. If you just joined us, this is the Intentional Living Center. We're all about, you know, teaching to live intentionally, and we're thinking of this historic day in a nation, no matter where you are politically on the spectrum. Today is certainly an amazing day and a transfer of power. And now President Donald J. Trump is going to be entering the Oval Office later today with a clean desk. In fact, I was listening to the news, and they were talking about over a period of 5 hours, the whole White House is turned upside down. You know, the pictures are changed and the beds are changed and everything is just moved around. And I'm sure the Oval Office is clean and the desk is ready for a new president. And if you were to put a plaque on that desk that would sit there for the next 4 years and it had one verse from Scripture, what would it be? 888-888-1717 is the number. We'd love to hear from you. On Facebook, Becky posted Proverbs 9, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. That's good. Charles says, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Amanda posted 1 Peter 5:6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. These are powerful. Man, well, God's word does not return void, does it? All right, counsel to the president as a nation. Begin in God's word. Boy, it's a great place to start, right? Because the battles are coming, and there's always challenges in leadership, no matter what level, but certainly for the president of the United States. More verses, more from you, coming up in just a moment.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. One of the big things around the Intentional Living Center is prayer. And yes, we want to be praying for our leaders, especially today. But maybe you need prayer because your marriage is failing. Or you have an aging or ailing parent. Or you need a job. Or you need prayer for your son or daughter. Well, join our prayer team today. Post your request at theintentionallife.com/prayer. You could have people praying for you from all around the world. That's theintentionallife.com/prayer. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
What can I do with a pack of 5,000 sticky notes? Keep track of all my goals for 2017 in one place, all over my desk. Except when my cat takes over my desk and rearranges everything so that I send my boss my parents' anniversary card and my parents got that 50-page business proposal. I need a cat-proof way of planning for 2017.
Move beyond where you are today to God's hope for the year ahead. The Intentional Living 2017 Weekly Planner will help you make a plan, tracking goals and results without the sticky notes. And it's yours with our thanks for your gift today at theintentionallife.com from Intentional Living Center.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
If you were asked to select a verse from Scripture that you would put on a plaque, that would sit on the president's desk facing right at him, that he would read multiple times every day for the next 4 years, what verse would it be?
Psalm 18:46. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. May the God of my salvation be exalted.
Ephesians 4, verse 32. Be kind to one another.
Micah 6:8. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
And I think this plaque would be good for all of our leaders. Proverbs 3, 6, and 7. In all your ways submit unto the Lord, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. Amen.
Amen to that. This is great. Hey, listen, we're getting them on. We only got a few more minutes. Counsel to the President today, an historic day in the United States. Donald J. Trump became the 45th President of the United States. And we're commanded in Scripture to pray for those in authority over us so we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way, 1 Timothy 2:1-2. And so today we're asking you, before the President gets his desk filled with a lot of other stuff, if we could put a plaque on there with one verse from Scripture, what would it be? And can I encourage you, as you hear these, maybe that becomes your prayer for the president, not only today, but intentionally over the weeks and months and years ahead, because there's a lot at stake, yeah, at a lot of levels. And so today, we got them lined up, and I want to get to these calls as quickly as we can. Let's go. Start with Ronnie, who's joining us in Texas. Ronnie, what's your verse for the president today?
My verse would be Colossians 4. Chapter 4, verse 1, Masters, be just and fair to your slaves, remembering that you also have a master in heaven.
Hmm. Well, that's a good verse as a reminder, because power, what's the old saying, power can corrupt, you know. How's that quoted? Absolute, that's right, absolute power, or power can corrupt absolutely, and absolute power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Don't let me quote you on that, okay? But I think we get the gist of it. And we know that power can do that, and to be humble before the Lord. Moving on, let's go. Brett, what's your verse from Michigan for the president today?
Hello, sir, and I want to tell you that your program is awesome, and I hope it stays on air forever.
Well, thank you, okay. Brett. I appreciate that.
Yes. Dr. Randy, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
What's that verse you have for the president today?
James chapter 2, verse 13. And it reads, for justice is without mercy to one who has shown no mercy. Yet mercy triumphs over judgment.
Hmm. Boy, that's a verse you have to think about how the application for that, but certainly a powerful message for leaders. People in places of power. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate it. Let's go to Arizona. Jackie's on the line. Jackie, what's your verse for the president today?
Our verse is Psalm 127, 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
That's excellent. If you missed it, that's Psalm 127, 1. Thank you, Jackie, for your call. Facebook continues to be busy here. Philippians 2:10, Carol posts, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Amen to that. Monica, Proverbs 3, 5 through 7, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not on your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. It's so easy to think we got to lead ourselves. Phyllis says, 1 Kings 3:9, therefore give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. Stephen says, Micah 6:8, he has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with our God. You know, today, maybe you've missed it, it's on the news everywhere. The 45th President of the United States was inaugurated at noon Eastern Time. Donald J. Trump becomes the 45th President of the United States. And again, as I said, this is a day, no matter where you stand politically, we come back to being urged to pray for those in authority over us. And this president, as all presidents, need our prayers to be men of leadership, men who will follow God in their lives every day. And that's what we're sharing. I appreciate your comments. We got more verses to get to and more comments on this very special day we'll get to in just a couple minutes. Hey, by the way, I got a couple of events where I'm speaking. I thought I'd share with you in Tucson listeners. I've been invited to speak at the morning service at the University City Church. A lot of university students and young families coming up on February 5. The University City Church. I'll be speaking there Sunday morning, Feb 5, and then in San Luis Obispo, we're bringing our marriage conference. My wife and I will be there on March 24th in San Luis Obispo for a night of living intentionally, intentional love, we call it, how to practice intentional love in your marriage. I'm going to give you what not only the Bible teaches, but how to apply it to your relationship, to your communication, and so on. And that's coming up March 24th in San Luis Obispo. Today, you're welcome to join us either on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com/intentionalliving. TheIntentionalLife.com or call 1717. Too many numbers. Give us a call.
Hi, my name is Kathleen. In regard to the question that Dr. Randy Carlson put out there today, was what scripture would you put in front of the president every day? Would be from Joshua 24:15. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Trust in the Lord forever, for Jehovah is ever everlasting strength.
I would put on 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I would hear their prayers, forgive their sin, and heal their lands.
James 4:6. God gives grace to the humble, and he resists the proud.
Proverbs 21:1. The Lord God has the king's heart in his hand, and like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes. That's the verse that I would like to have the president read every day.
Wow, thank you. I think we've got time for one or two more. Let me get Anthony on from Arizona. Anthony, welcome.
Yes, good evening. Good afternoon, brother.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate your call. What's the verse for the president?
I would have him read every day Romans 12:1. Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
Mm. Boy, it's a good reminder. Thank you, Anthony. And you pray that for him every day, okay? Appreciate it. I'm going to be praying for the president in just a moment, I think on behalf of all of us and for this nation. But just before I do that, I want to thank each of you for your continued prayers for us here at Intentional Living Center. We fight a battle. The battle is sharing truth in a world that's doesn't want the truth. And I believe, and I think many of you do too, that when you choose to take what God's word teaches and live it intentionally, not perfectly, but intentionally every day, doing that next right one thing, setting godly goals, following through with new habits that will make a difference spiritually and practically in your finance, your health, your family, your work, each of these five essential areas, that is transformational. We're hearing the stories all over the country. And I want to thank those of you who are standing with us, and I want to invite you to come, if you're not a member of Intentional Living Center, to come and join us. Your monthly financial support to this mission and ministry allow us to do this. And I have a very special gift I want to send to you. We call it our new member kit. And in the kit will be two of our best-selling books here at Intentional Living, The Power of One Thing. I wrote the book to focus on nine areas of life, you know, your emotions, your relationships, and so on, and how doing the next right one thing can change your life. And also a book for couples called Starved for Affection, Why We Crave It, Why It's So Important, and the Difference It Makes in Your Relationship. And then every month you'll start receiving my teaching that you hear on the air on CD, including the one for this month. We'll get the CD. It'll be one or two depending on the teachings for the month as a way of saying thanks. And right now, with a limited supply and only for the next day or two, as we're wrapping up this month here very soon, it's the 2017 My Plan for Hope Weekly Planner. It's beautiful. And guys, I know your wife's going to love this. It's for ladies in terms the content's for everybody, but the cover's designed in a way that, ladies, you're going to love it. It's just going to be a great help as you plan in these five essential areas of life. We're going to put that in as our gift. Come and join us today. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com.
Hi, I'm calling in regards to an intentional verse that I would place on the president's desk, Psalms 24:1, where it says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein."
Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, "Be strong and be of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest."
Ephesians 4:29. "Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them."
On the president's desk, I would have for him every day Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path." I would like for the president to see that every day.
There you go. Listen, I want thank you all. We have dozens of verses that are shared on our Facebook page. You can get to Facebook, log in there, and then add to the growing list from all over the world. Just go to theintentionallife.com and click on Facebook, or go to Facebook/intentionalliving. You'll find it there. Allow me to pray for the president as we wrap this up today. Lord, I ask you to bless this man and his leadership. All the truth that's been shared from your word today, I pray it'll resonate at some level in his life. We pray for this nation, for the needs, the hurts, the difficulties in this nation today. And we pray for your blessing. We pray for your guidance. We pray for your love. We pray for your peace upon this nation. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be back again next time with more Intentional Living.